You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The Golf Unfiltered podcast is brought to you by our friends over at Cog Hill Golf and Country Club. You've heard me talk about Cog Hill every single episode this season, and we will continue to do so because they are one of the premier golf destinations in the Chicagoland area. Featuring 72 holes of championship golf, including the world-famous Dubs Dread, Cog Hill has just upgraded their entire practice academy to include top tracer, two bars, a food truck, and a full family experience that anyone will enjoy. Go out to coghillgolf.com to learn more. We are also brought to you by our friends over at WorldwideGolfShops.com. If you're looking to upgrade your game this year, or if you're just trying to pick up some new pieces of golf apparel, or even some training aids to help you score better, WorldwideGolfShops.com has you covered. The best part about this website is they always offer incredible deals on some of the newest equipment, even just days after its release. Once again, it's WorldwideGolfShops.com. Welcome to the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, your source for all things golf, including in-depth interviews, new equipment highlights, and answers to golf questions you might be too afraid to ask. My goal? To help you learn more about the game so you can enjoy it even more. Let's dive in. That's right, everybody. This is the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, and I am your host, as always, Adam from golfunfiltered.com. Hello to all our friends over in YouTube land. With me today is Mr. Josh Bricker. He is of Trolls Golf Club. They're a new partner of ours. Extremely excited about this, Josh. And first and foremost, how are you doing? Exciting time for you.
Yeah, Adam, thank you so much for having me on. It's been truly exciting to not only partner with you in the podcast, but what we're planning on doing in the future. And really grateful for you to have us on today.
Yeah, and happy to have you on. Admittedly, I'm a little bit newer into the whole game of crypto and NFTs and all of these buzzwords that people are hearing all over social media. But before we get into all of that, and we're going to break it down, Listeners, if you're new to that as well. For those who don't know who Josh Bricker is, how'd you get involved in the game of golf and where are you located, that sort of thing?
Yeah, sure. So a little bit of background on myself. I started playing golf. I might have been 8 or 10 years old. My dad was lugging me out to the golf course in his Thursday night league, throw me on the bag, and you know, we'd bring a couple of clubs along. I'd hit a 5-iron, you know, 20 yards, and then pick the ball up and just tag along. So I really started playing at a very young age, and then I started playing more competitive golf between friends and not really in any competitions or anything like that, but just more competitive golf about 4 years ago, where I started taking it more seriously, playing, you know, a couple times a week. And fortunately, last year I actually moved from Chicago down to Arizona, where I can play year round. So I think I moved to Arizona in August of 2021. From August to December, I think I played 25 rounds, and then this year I've played probably 50 rounds already. Yeah. So being in Arizona has been great for my golf game. It hasn't improved my skills maybe more than 10 strokes, but it's pretty awesome to be able to go out and play whenever I want.
Well, I am very jealous. As you know, the weather is turning. It's actually not been too bad in the Chicago area so far, but the corner is right there. It's going to get cold soon, I'm so jealous of you.
It's funny. My girlfriend and I are going back to Chicago next week for a wedding, and she was asking me about a month ago, what type of clothes do I bring? And I was like, babe, it could be 45 degrees and it could be 90. I really don't know what to tell you.
Right.
Let's wait until we get a little bit closer and then we'll be able to figure it out.
Yeah. Just bring them all, because you're going to get every season.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I'm so excited to speak with you. And as I mentioned before, you know, everyone's been talking about crypto. It's been a big thing, especially during the last couple of years when everyone's been stuck at home for the most part. And then there's this other thing called NFTs. And the reason we want to talk about these topics is because they're the foundation of what Trolls Golf Club is. So maybe we do like a quick primer as to what an NFT is, because I don't really know much about it.
I think I'll take it a step further, and I'll start with crypto because that is really the foundation, right? Perfect. So mostly everybody in the world knows what Bitcoin is, or at least the developed world. They know what Bitcoin is, whether they bought it or not, is besides the point. So Bitcoin started about 10 years ago, and it was started by Satoshi Nakamoto. Nobody knows who that is. It's an alias. It could be many different things, mm-hmm. so let's not speculate on that. But basically, Bitcoin started the blockchain, and if you think about a ledger for a bank account, right, it tracks transactions, and each transaction is published on your personal ledger of a bank account. What cryptocurrency does, or what Bitcoin does, is they take that transaction and they give it a cryptographic code, and each transaction links to the previous one. So it's a public data set that shows each transaction and how they're connected. Okay. You can think about that in its most simplest form. Mm-hmm. And then we have Ethereum, which is the blockchain that Trolls Golf Club will run on. And Ethereum works in that same manner of having a public ledger. But the difference is it allows for interactions between buyers and sellers by creating what's called a smart contract. So the basis for the Ethereum blockchain is to have decentralized apps and different interactions like NFTs, where a buyer and a seller can come to an agreement in a contract, and that contract is surfaced on the blockchain. So that's very high-level crypto. Mm-hmm. And then an NFT can be thought of in a couple of different ways. So the first way that you can think of an NFT is like a collectible. Mm-hmm. Which would be similar to the past of, let's say, a valuable Star Wars first edition mint in the box. You know, that could run for millions of dollars if you have the right one. Mm-hmm. Or a baseball card or a Pokemon card or something that is valuable to someone but maybe not valuable to everyone. So that's one type of NFT. There's also NFTs that are utility-based, and that's what Trolls Golf Club is. Hmm. So you still have the picture, you still have the fun images that you've heard about with NFTs, but they have a real-life use case. So in our case, the use case for an NFT is going to be playing golf at different locations, mainly at private golf courses, could also be at a public course or resort course we're working with. Whole bunch of different people. But that NFT itself is the visual image of a contract between a buyer and a seller.
Interesting. And that was the first thing that really caught my eye, was this opportunity to play at these courses that we dream about playing in many instances. Mm-hmm. And in follow-up conversations that you and I have had as well as with your team, it's this element that takes it away from this digital asset, as you described, mm-hmm. which might be a little cloudy for some folks, that they might not understand what that is because they're just not accustomed to it. But it mm-hmm. takes it to something that we're very accustomed to, is this opportunity to play golf at places we've never even, like I said, dreamed about. So when you were thinking of this, I love the backstory you guys shared with me. You guys are all friends. There's three or four of you. How did the idea of this even come up?
Yeah, so the idea was really interesting. Dan Daru, one of my partners and good friends, we have been in the NFT space since October of last year, which doesn't sound like a very long time, but in the NFT space, it's an eternity, right? Mm-hmm. It's evolved so much even in this past year. And even before that, Dan was exploring VFriends Series 1. Anybody who does follow NFTs likely knows what a VFriend was. At the time of purchase, that NFT was, you know, valued at $8,000 or 2 ETH or something right around there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's a lot of money to just be thrown on a whim. So we kind of missed the ball there on that NFT. We got involved in some later projects. And what we found is that even if you do all of the research, even if you check all your T's and cross all your I's, or however that works in the language, you can still get burned, right? Mm-hmm. I have done so much research on NFTs. I've bought some that really just didn't pan out. And that can happen for a whole lot of reasons. Maybe you're just the NFT owners are trying to scam you. That's a possibility, and that's very common. Or they weren't able to deliver on their product, or you're still holding on and they're still developing their product, and that could be something that becomes valuable long term.
Got it.
When we got into this space, and especially after getting burned a few times by some kids that were a little bit younger than us, you know, Dan and I are, you know, in our 30s, we're business professionals and we've been doing really good in our careers. We thought, wow, why don't we apply the skills that we have and do this and make something work? So we started brainstorming ideas and none of them worked. And that was really from October through January, February timeframe. We had just gotten back from a ski trip in Colorado, and you know, I had this dream or this vision or whatever you want to call it. I woke up in the middle of the night and I just started writing a business plan. And what that dream was actually going back to when I was 15 years old, caddying in Libertyville, Illinois at the Merit Club. And I got to play golf there every Monday for the whole summer. I could bring my dad, I could bring my friends, and it was really a no holds barn. The course was closed on Mondays. They did maintenance in the morning. We would usually tee off around noon. You just bring your bag, you walk, and you kind of get to have that great experience. You're playing an awesome course. So my idea was, well, if at 15, an irresponsible 15-year-old can go play at one of the best courses in Illinois without any supervision, there has to be some way for individuals that aren't members of courses to still be able to play. And now this platform doesn't work for every private club. You're not going to go play at Augusta, right? There's different levels of private and there's different levels of super private. But for the mainstream middle-of-the-road course or even some of the higher-end courses, this is a good platform. And what we've found is that we've developed some partnerships and some folks that are willing to take a chance on us and really work with us. So that's kind of how this idea came about. I called Dan immediately in the morning. I let him sleep through the night. He wasn't going to be as excited as I was waking up at midnight, but gave him a call and he said, hey, I've got the guy who can do the technology for this. And that's how we brought in Corey Allen, our development guy.
Excellent. It's such a crazy story too, and in a good way, because we always have those great ideas when we least expect it, right? And you were sleeping, you had this idea, and I can definitely relate to the Monday club is closed, working in the pro shop, you go and you play all day. I did that growing up as well, and you and I talked about that also. But you touched on something that I think is really important. I want to go back to it, and that is the, for the lack of a better word, negative connotation sometimes that this type of thing has with it. You know, as you mentioned, sometimes there are people out there that are scammers, for the lack of a better word. Now, you guys actually have all of that taken care of. And the website, by the way, listeners, is trollsgolfclub.io. It's not .com. It's .io. You can go there and learn a little bit more about everything. But what do you say to those folks, maybe friends or colleagues, who you tell about this idea and they might say, I'm not so sure?
Yeah, that's a great question, Adam. And just to clarify, if you happen to go to .com, trollsgolfclub.com, it will take you to trollsgolfclub.io.
Perfect.
So either one will work there. But there is a always risk associated with new technology, right? If we go back to the internet, you can go to newspaper articles from the 80s and even the early 90s talking about how the internet is a fad and that it's never going to be a thing. And then you reach the dot-com bubble of 99 that just tanked basically the internet, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in the beginning of new technology, there is this cycle of very big hype. It explodes in growth and then it just crashes. And then whoever is left to pick up the pieces, they can utilize that technology to actually build. So that's one thing that I would say is, if you look at technology throughout history, we've seen similar things happen. First the internet, then you have Bitcoin. I think the number is like a million plus times that the news media has said that Bitcoin is going to die. I'm not quite sure that that will ever happen, and I'm not sure if my video is gone.
No,
but you know, that's one thing that could happen. But from our perspective on NFTs, I was committed and still am committed to delivering value before we ever launched the product. That's why we haven't launched yet. That's why we've taken, you know, 7-8 months to develop this. I have been working hard basically on a daily basis to build connections and partnerships with golf courses. If you've been following along with Trolls Golf Club, you've seen a couple of announcements recently. I'll drop two of them just for your members that are followers that might be interested. Pete Dye Golf Club out in, I believe it's Bridgeport, West Virginia. And then you have Firestone Country Club in Akron, Ohio. Those are two of the top 100 courses in North America. We've partnered with both of them. Super, super excited to have those courses on board. But automatically, in my mind, even with just those two, and we've got a ton more. Let's call it 25 on the minimum. We're shooting for 50 before our launch in November, course partners. But that's something that I didn't really ever experience in the NFT space, is somebody telling me what exactly the tangible value is going to be, because many of these NFTs are launched as collectibles or, you know, a Kickstarter idea, which ours is certainly being launched as a Kickstarter idea. There's just value behind that. So once we have the money from the initial sale, we're going to go and then pay all of the courses that we've lined up these letter of intents with. So we have commitments from all of these course partners. We've actually gone through the application process, in some cases gone through interview processes to get these courses on board and familiar not only with our platform, but to trust us to deliver a good product, not only to them, but to our customers as well.
It's an interesting concept because, as I understand it, and please walk me through it as well, you purchase an NFT, invest in one. The first mint, it's called, is in November, as you mentioned. So that's the launch, essentially. And as I understand it, you can go to a partnering course, and then there's a process that they know of to basically get you on the course. Do I have that pretty much right?
Yes, close, right? So how the process will work is we're going to have the mint in November, and I'm actually going to give your listeners the sneak peek. Our retail mint, our public mint, is going to release on 11/11/2022. So it's coming up here in just about a month. Really excited to announce that here. And we're going to have 777 memberships available to purchase. There's going to be two different tiers. The first tier is going to be a base level tier. It's going to be $555. The second level tier is going to be a premium tier. It's going to be $222. That base level tier is going to run for $2,500, and the premium tier is going to run for $5,000. So what does that get you, right? That I think that's an important question to answer. And with NFTs, there is variability. So we are not going to remove the variability from the NFT, but we're going to make some commitments, right? So every NFT holder, our goal is to deliver a minimum of two foursomes at one of our partner courses. And that's for that base level. You could get up to three or four if you get lucky. So let's say two to four for the base level purchase. It's difficult to quantify around at a private course because they don't really have a flat rate, right? But if if you just say $200 per person per round, you're looking at an $800 foursome per round, right? And what we are delivering with the NFT is you get a foursome or two foursomes at a minimum. So that's $1,600 of value just off the bat. And then there's many of additional things that we're doing that we can get into a little bit later. And then on the premier side, on the premium side, you're going to get between four and six. Right. So basically, we're trying to cover a lot of that cost in value delivered back to the customer. And how it would work is we will either be doing two methods of booking. One, we will be able to integrate the API or the web interface of the country club that we're working with onto our booking platform. So everything is going to be hosted through the Trolls Golf Club website. TrollsGolfClub.com, TrollsGolfClub.io, and then we'll have a marketplace where you, by owning your NFT, will be able to access a members-only marketplace within the website, and you'll need to connect your wallet that hosts that NFT. We can get into that a little bit later.
Sure.
You'll either book online, and then we will go and book that on behalf of you with a 48-hour booking window, or you can email us a few dates that you're looking at for the course that you are assigned, and then we will again go and do that booking for you. We'll confirm that within 48 hours.
Okay. Wow. That sounds pretty straightforward. I know that there's a couple terms in there, like you said, like the wallet and all that, which we could cover, and I'm sure that it'll be explained in depth on the website as well. But just to understand, and I'm sure many listeners are thinking this, so you get an NFT, you choose one of the tiers, and does that limit you to one use at a course, or could you go to a course multiple times, or how does that work?
Great question. So with the NFT, and this is in the beginning, this might develop over time, but our commitment to our partners is that one NFT will equate to one round at one course. Okay. So if you got three rounds on your basic tier, one of them might be at Pete Dye, one of them might be at Abacoa down in Jupiter, Florida, and one of them might be at Firestone in Akron, Ohio. So if you were to go play, you could only play at Abacoa Golf Club down in Jupiter, Florida one time. Mm-hmm. Now, there is an opportunity to go back into the pro shop and ask if there's a playback rate available for you that day, if they have an opening in the afternoon or something like that. That would really be the only scenario that somebody was able to play the same course twice, or if they held two NFTs and both NFTs had the same course tied to them. Okay. So that would really be the only way to play the same course multiple times.
Okay. And so just to, again, clarify for listeners, this isn't a membership at the course. This is a membership by way of, or an opportunity rather, to play at the course by getting involved with Trolls Golf Club.
Yes, correct. Your membership will be with Trolls Golf Club. And our membership is with the course, right? So there's some rules around that. And the way that we're framing this, not only to the courses, but you to the listeners, is that it should be a supplement to your regular golf strategy. Mm-hmm. Whether that is you're already a member of a private course, or you have a play pass for the summer, or you just go and you play your local municipal course, this would be supplemental to that. It's not going to be a membership in the sense that you go out and you show up and you have no fees or cart fees or rate to play all the time. I think that would be really an unreasonable ask from a user when we're talking about some of these courses are $100,000 to $150,000 just to join. So keep that in mind, that by paying $2,500 or $5,000, you're getting foursomes. So as an individual, if I were a buyer, I would say, all right, I just bought this base level NFT for $2,500. I've got a round for four people. I'm going to invite my three friends and I'm going to charge them $200 each. I get the benefit of having a free round. I charge my buddies what they would have paid to play at a really nice course. And they got to play at a private course because of me. So you don't have to charge them $200. Maybe it's 100, maybe it's 50, maybe you're a good friend and you just paid for all their rounds. But there's a whole lot of opportunities for you to create additional value back for yourself beyond the original purchase point.
So right away, what comes to mind is this is the best bachelor party gift of all time. Like, it is the best thing you could possibly do. And it's not just bachelor parties. It's a group of buddies. I have two guys that I've grown up with. We're going on a golf trip this this weekend, actually. Buying one of these, kind of hosting each other at other places by getting an NFT, I mean, it's a no-brainer in my mind. Is that kind of the approach?
Well, and that's really one of the reasons that this was developed, and that's a great lead-in, Adam. I go on golf trips two or three times a year with the same group of friends. We've been doing it for a couple years. We started going to Florida. We played at Corkscrew and one other one down there, and then we started going to TPC Deer Run in Illinois. It's close to you. It's one of the great TPC courses. They play the 4th of July tournament there every year. And we loved it. So we were just going down there. It's a quick drive for those in Illinois. But, you know, I moved to Arizona and I'm still flying back. We just did a bachelor party in Vegas and played at Bally High. Same thing. You know, you're going paying $350 to play at Bally High. You buy this NFT, one one or two people in the group buy one NFT, and now you've got an mm-hmm. eightsome. So yeah, that was one of the main reasons, was to do destination golf with your friends.
That's amazing. And I can already think of my friends are going to listen to this. They're going to want to get involved. I can guarantee that they're going to get involved. The other thing about NFTs, especially when you talk about like crypto and NFTs and all that, it's the, as you've alluded to, the fluctuation of value. Are there any other secondary benefits to getting involved with an NFT like Trolls Golf Club?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll try and cover a few of them. The first one, many of us are getting older. We're aging. Our bodies don't work the same way they did when we were spry. 20-year-olds could drink 40 beers and then hit a 8-mile run the next day. I can't do that anymore. No. So let's say you were let's just take a standard Web 2 purchase, right, with a Troon card, for example. If you were to buy a Troon card at the beginning of the year for $600-$800, and you get the benefits of that, but you get injured halfway through the season, now you really have no value that you can attain from the rest of that Web 2 purchase, whether it's a Troon card or another play card. With us, if you were to get injured throughout the season and you haven't used all of the free rounds and or paid rounds, because there will be both, different levels, different tiers, mm-hmm. You could sell your membership to somebody else who's spry, agile, able to do that. Or in the future, we're also exploring the ability to do leasing. So what a lease would look like is you own the NFT, but you live in, let's say, Illinois, and you've got a course in Florida that is attached to your NFT, and you don't want to go fly down there. So you can put that on the marketplace, which will be our internal marketplace, and somebody can go and lease that from you. They're not actually purchasing the entire NFT that you would probably want to sell for $2,000, $2,500 or more than you bought it for. Instead, you could lease it for, let's say, $300. You're going to take 70% of whatever the lease price that you listed at home. 20% is going to go to the course, and then 10% is going to go back to Trolls Golf Club for operating purposes.
Sure.
So that's one way that you can certainly gain additional value by holding a troll. Another thing is, right, it's perceived value. So maybe you've got a really cool guy and your artwork is awesome, and somebody else thinks that same thing, and they think that that artwork is worth the collectible, and maybe they offer you $4,000 for something that you paid only $2,500 for. You can accept that. You can decline that. There's plenty of different opportunities for you in there, for sure.
Okay. And so it's an ecosystem in many ways. It's a membership in every sense of the word. It's a lot more than just getting this one digital asset and then going to play golf. So it's a community, I guess, is the better word, if I understand it correctly.
Community. Yeah, absolutely. And another thing to share with your members, we've kind of alluded to this, but every person that mints, not buys on the open market, which is possible, and that's where the secondary sale comes from, but everybody who mints a Golf Troll NFT is going to have the option to receive a welcome kit. Some things that are going to be included in that welcome kit, just on my cheat sheet, you know, you'll get some custom golf balls. We've partnered with Piper Golf. They're actually developing a custom ball for us. It's going to have our logo on it. It's going to have a pretty unique core for us. So that's pretty awesome. We've got Western Birch golf tees that everybody's going to be receiving a box of these. I don't know if you saw our live yesterday, but these are great wooden tees. We're going to be doing polos. Just will be included in the welcome package. There's going to be a lot of other things, but something that, you know, we talked about a little bit is for your viewers, if they are to purchase a Golf Troll NFT through Trolls Golf Club, they will be able to use kind of a promo code when they check out. The first 20 people to do so that follow the Golf Unfiltered podcast will receive a discount off of the retail price. And then anybody who buys with that promo code after is going to get an additional gift inside their welcome kit. And that could be a co-branded towel or a hat or something, but it's going to have the Golf Unfiltered podcast logo as well as the Trolls Golf Club logo on it, just as a thank you, not only to you, Adam, but to your viewers who mint with us and join the club.
That's extremely generous. And listeners, I know this is some new unfound territory for some of you listening, but some of you, you've been in the game for a while now, and this is an incredible value. And you guys know how I do it. I wouldn't partner with someone who I didn't believe in. And these guys, they've got something really, truly unique and an opportunity for us to go play golf places we never would have stepped foot on before. And yeah, it's a little bit of an investment on your end, but it's entirely worth it, especially if you take into account all the things that you get. So I know we're running out of time here a little bit, Josh, and thank you again for coming on. Once again, the website is trollsgolfclub.com or .io. The last thing I should say is, if a golf course is listening, because we have many that do,
sure,
and they're interested in partnering with you, where do they go? How do they get in touch with you?
100%. There's a couple ways. You can email me directly, and this goes to your listeners as well if you have questions. It's just josh@golftrolls.com, golftrolls.com. Or you can go to our website, and there's a button that says partner with us. We actually just updated the information on the website, I believe today. It might not be live yet, but it should be live by tomorrow, that will be a specific section for partners, what the benefit they can get is, and why they would partner with us. So you can go there, you can find your information, you can email me directly, or you can click the partner with us tab and fill out any of your information, and that'll get funneled to my team.
Excellent. And listeners, if you have any questions, and I can help forward them over as well. We've partnered with Trolls Golf Club. I can get them to Josh. You know how to get in touch with me, adam@golfunfiltered.com. We're also going to advertise, of course, that promo code. We're going to get that squared away, and you'll be able to see it on our social media channels. So stay tuned for that. Josh, this is extremely exciting. I've never heard of anything like this before, and I am so excited to partner with you guys. Obviously, I'm going to do everything I can to help you out. And let's stay in touch, because I got a feeling you're going to be really successful with this.
Awesome. Thanks again, Adam, for having us. One last thing, again, to the listeners on here. If you do go to the trollsgolfclub.com or .io page, you can click the add to allow list button. Make sure that you include that you were listening to the Golf Unfiltered podcast. That'll help us sort you into a specific section that'll get you some earlier access to buy. So again, thank you so much for having us. Would love to do this again, maybe as we get closer or even after we've launched, Adam.
Excellent. Thanks so much. And listeners, again, it's November 11th, 11/11. 777 trolls are coming. Go get them.